Hello and welcome to F1 Update. The Bahrain Grand Prix was a different and ultimately rather dull season opener.
The race saw both of the new teams, HRT and Virgin, fail to even get one car across the finish line. HRT's Karen Chandhok couldn't even make the third lap, having completed an incredible six laps across the whole race weekend.
Of the others, Bruno Senna retired due to engine failure, Timo Glock retired, and Lucas Di Grassi retired with gearbox and hydraulics failure.
GP2 champion Hülkenberg lost control and spun out dramatically, nearly colliding with the Virgin of Di Grassi before collecting himself and pitting for new tyres.
The bigger news, though, was Sebastian Vettel's loss of power, leading to Alonso's overtake and those of Massa and Hamilton. So Alonso takes the full 25 points, but does he actually deserve it?
Yeah, I think he did. He drove well for the length of the race, though I don't think he actually had the drive or the time, in fact, to make a challenge on Vettel without his engine trouble.
What about Vettel then? 12 points all right for him?
Of course he'll be unhappy not to have won. His driving yesterday was perhaps the best there, but the car just let him down.
Ferrari won too, so they're now leading the Constructors' Championship with 43 points. But will this have any implications later in the season?
Well, it certainly puts them in a position of power. The 22-point lead isn't worth that much this season, what with the huge points gained by the winner.
Hamilton was third, but world champion Jenson Button seventh was disappointing. What will he feel about this result?
He's got things to work on in that car, and once those have been sorted out, he should be looking at a podium soon. As always, the blog, the YouTube channel, and our biggest hosting, iTunes, are updated regularly.
Thank you very much for listening and good night.